Good afternoon from the KWAT newsroom. I'm Mike Tanner. A 38-year-old duck hunter from Minnesota drowned in Bitter Lake south of Wabe over the weekend. Day County Sheriff Ryan Ruckdashel says three Twin Cities men were duck hunting on the west side of the lake Saturday morning when their boat began taking on water. Two Watertown men were also on the lake at the time and heard cries for help. They were able to rescue two of the men who were taken to Sanford Hospital in Webster to be treated for hypothermia. A female hunting dog was also rescued. The body of the third hunter who drowned was recovered by two conservation officers with the South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks Department in 14 feet of water. Ruckdashel says there were life jackets on the boat. He says the reason the boat sank remains under investigation, but he says it may have been due to overloading of people and hunting gear. Cottington County Search and Rescue brought divers to the lake Saturday afternoon. They used airbags to raise the boat out of the water and bring it to shore. The names of the hunters have not been released. A motorcyclist from Watertown was killed over the weekend when he crashed into a house. Sergeant Trevor Barthel with the Watertown Police Department says it was reported at 3:17 Saturday morning. A motorcycle driven by 30-year-old Brian Manning of Watertown was southbound on 15th Street Northeast. The cycle left the road and crashed into a home in the 1400 block of B Avenue Northeast. Manning was dead at the scene of the crash. Nobody in the home was injured. A high school football player from Britton is hospitalized after sustaining a severe head injury during a game in Warner on Friday night. According to his Caring Bridge page, junior quarterback Trevor Zulke was taken by ambulance to Aberdeen and then airlifted to Avera McKinnon Hospital in Sioux Falls, where a CT scan showed bleeding on his brain. The CT scan did not indicate any injuries to his neck or spine. He's currently in a medically induced coma to allow his brain to heal and the swelling to go down. The Caring Bridge page indicated he was on a ventilator but was breathing mostly on his own. A prayer service was held on Trevor's behalf last night at First Lutheran Church in Britton. Authorities say fire gutted a family-owned furniture store that had been a fixture on Main Street in Aberdeen since 1945. No injuries were reported in the Saturday night blaze at Malchow's Home Furnishings, which had 17 apartments on the second floor, of which 14 were occupied. The fire was reported just after 6 p.m., as flames were seen shooting out the north side of the second floor. A new ice arena in Watertown has been in the discussion stages for years, and it remains that way today. Mayor Sarah Caron says, "What it boils down to is money. Having enough of it to move forward with construction."
It isn't a $5 million endeavor to build an ice arena. It's not even an $8 million endeavor to build a two-sheet ice arena. Whoever had that idea was well-meaning, I'm sure, but it gives the wrong impression. We did not bond correctly for that. We did bond to build this facility, and we bonded to build the ice arena, the softball complex, and the wellness center. And we got the money, and we built two of those things, and there's not enough money left over to build that third thing. So what do we do moving forward?
If you're City Councilman Michael Hoyer, you start an ice arena fundraiser on your Facebook page. He set it up recently with a goal of reaching $10,000.
It's a hot topic, and it's better, at least in my book anyway, to, you know, take action versus just talking about something. So I just put in a little bit of work and start a fundraiser because I'd rather get a couple dollars towards it than, you know, just continue to talk about it.
This Facebook fundraiser won't raise the money that's needed to build the arena, so Hoyer was asked if it's more symbolic in nature.
It's not necessarily symbolic or anything. It's just, it's one of those things where if we did this long enough, or like we all kind of continue to work towards it, over time you'd eventually be able to afford something. Maybe. I'm somebody with a military background, and it's one of those things where you either get in the pool or you don't. So it's just one of those, it's an opportunity for people to put some money towards it if they care about it. And if they don't, you know, that's okay too.
As of this morning, $525 had been pledged toward the ice arena on Hoyer's Facebook page. Well, the National Weather Service has placed northeast South Dakota in a high wind warning from this afternoon until early Tuesday morning. Forecaster Aaron Dorn says winds out of the north-northwest will begin ramping up this afternoon.
And after 3 o'clock, we'll see the winds just steadily increase to where sustained winds will be, you know, 30 miles an hour or better. And by early evening, 6, 7, 8 o'clock, we could be seeing some gusts as high as 60 miles an hour out there.
Dorn says wind gusts of that nature will be strong enough to bring down some tree limbs and potentially mess with the power grid.
You know, by the late part of October, like we're moving into right now, generally speaking, strong winds, not that big of a problem for trees. Usually most trees have dropped their leaves by now. But this year is a little different. We've seen a lot of trees around the area hanging onto their leaves a lot longer. And so they're wet. They've been getting rained on all day. It's, you know, these winds come jumping up into the 30 to 40 mile an hour range with higher gusts. It's possible that there could be enough drag to cause some tree damage, perhaps some isolated issues with power, with the power grid, due to the strong winds as well. So that's something we'll have to keep an eye on.
Cities in that high wind warning through 4 a.m. Tuesday include Watertown, Britton, Sisseton, Milbank, Webster, Clear Lake, Wheaton, and Ortonville. Republicans in Congress are pushing hard to get a vote on the USMCA trade deal. The three-country agreement would replace NAFTA, which has been in place since the early 1990s. South Dakota Senator John Thune, in a speech on the Senate floor, says this deal is for more than just agriculture.
The United States-Mexico-Canada agreement will benefit almost every sector of our economy, from the automobile industry to digital trade to e-commerce. It will create 176,000 jobs. And it will raise wages for workers. So given the major benefits, not only for farmers, but for the economy as a whole, why hasn't Congress passed this agreement yet?
And Thune blamed House Democrats for the delay in moving the agreement forward.
By law, the House of Representatives has to take up the agreement first. And the House has unfortunately been more focused on political theater of late than on collaborating on measures that would actually help American families. And unfortunately, it doesn't look like that's going to change.
A possible vote on the trade deal keeps slipping, with hopes now set on possible approval before the end of the year. And authorities say a lost hunter has been found safe in western South Dakota. Pennington County Sheriff's authorities say the 72-year-old man from Alexandria, South Dakota, was elk hunting with friends when he was reported missing around 9 p.m. Thursday. A sheriff's deputy found the man about 90 minutes later. The search included the use of a thermal drone. The man is the second hunter reported missing in October in the Black Hills. On October 1st, 66-year-old Larry Genslinger of Howard was hunting near Deerfield Lake when he was reported missing. Searchers were out again Friday looking for Genslinger. Remember, news is available anytime on our homepage online. Find us at www.gowatertown.net. From the KWAT Newsroom, I'm Mike Tanner.